Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And Mitch mumbled something in my ear. It was erotic, if you will.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That would be me that would be jealous not being on ESPN Radio at midnight.
And James Strebel.
Blank can't accept it. He cheated, Blankenbaker. He cheated. You don't have to come for him. You don't have to. You don't have to.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Well, that really hacked me off. I didn't have any marshmallows, you know?
Now,
I mean, that really hacked
now,
me off.
Now, I want to come about this in a different direction. What in the world were you doing wasting your time listening to the Sweeney Show?
I love how much it delights you.
It does.
Mike, Pratt, and Dennis, they delight you. They
do
really
delight
do.
Me. I always smile when I hear
you
their voices.
You should be smiling.
Yes, I love it.
Hey, it's the 5 o'clock hour of The Take. We're hanging out in studio. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan on this Thursday. We'll get to Rick Bozich of WDRB here in just a second. A friendly reminder, the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They got you covered right now. A little thirsty Thursday. I love Thursdays. This weekend, they got you covered. All the spirits, wine, beer, premium cigars, and it's a great spot. Cox'sLouisville.com, the two locations of Evergreen Liquors, both on Shelbyville Road. That great selection of craft beer, and then the Cox's Spirit Shops all over the city. They are truly your neighborhood liquor store. Get those premium cigars. Get ready if you're having a Preakness party, whatever it may be. Do people have those here? I don't know. Maybe they do. You'll be out with baseball all day.
I will, yeah. Saturday.
Baseball all day.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want another little early times one shooter?
Yeah.
I have a couple in my bag still from
Absolutely,
Derby. They'll
yeah.
just stay there. I told
I'll
you
take
the,
it.
The one time I I better not tell this on the air.
Uh-oh.
That shady liquor store next to me.
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
I went in one time and they were giving stuff away like that. I'm pretty sure it's highly illegal. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm pretty
you're probably
sure.
right.
Boy, there's a couple of these. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Rick Bozich joins us in the 5 o'clock hour every Thursday. Rick, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas. I didn't realize that Jay Pribman was that prickly.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to you yesterday.
Oh, Pribman will crush, man. Yeah, Pribman don't give a bleep, Rick. Pribman don't. The only guy he liked was Jason Anderson, and Anderson didn't know anything about horse racing and asked notoriously long questions. So
that is true. The
yeah.
questions were longer than the answers.
Yes, they were. It's the best way to put it. I just don't know why he and Anderson had a good relationship, but Pribman, he'll take anyone down. Yeah, he took Locke down.
Yep.
He'll take Hancock down. He'll take Ennis down. He'll take him down. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he's a heavyweight. He's Tyson in his prime.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, I know him. I've been around him for a long time. He's never taken my head off, so I guess I've given him the respect he's earned.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got like a, with horse racing guys, he's different than maybe non-horse racing guys. But then, friends with Jason Anderson, I have no idea. And I have to be honest, I thought about reaching out to him, but I'm like, man, I think he'll crush me.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, Rick, man, he might crush me. Before we get to Derby, Preakness, and obviously the happenings there, Kentucky goes out tie Washington last night. They firm up that commitment very much in the running for Sevier Wheeler from Georgia, if not expected to land him or somebody else of consequence. Louisville is out there trying to add somebody. Maybe it's stealing the other guard from Tom Crean. We shall see. Jerome Hunter leaving Indiana. Some college basketball I want to get to. I guess, what did you make of Ty Washington going to Kentucky, and Kentucky gets one of the big prize jewels here at the end of the cycle?
That's a great get. You know, what, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, he was Creighton, and then he was, everybody had him going to Arizona, and Cal made the moves necessary, and he's on board, and they take the hit with Hickman and may end up with a better player. So I agree they still need to add one more guard. They're still a little bit light in the backcourt, but That's a big pickup by them, and I think that I'm not as big a fan of Wheeler. I mean, he's not one of my favorite players, but if he's a backup, I just have a hard time seeing a guy that was that ball dominant at Georgia coming in and being the backup point guard. That would be interesting how that's going to work out.
Well, here's my biggest issue. I bragged, Rick, going into that Georgia-Kentucky game last year, that horrific 63-62 game in the middle of the winter. I bragged how we weren't going to learn anything about Georgia other than the beautiful Tom Crean, that we weren't going to do a deep dive preview. In fact, Mitch, we had a guest on who came on and just ripped everybody, just ripped Georgia and ripped their football team, and that's, he just ripped a bunch of SEC people. We didn't learn anything. In fact, when the game winning shot went up, I was getting a COVID test at that moment. I was getting the brain tickler as Kentucky lost yet a game at the very end. And so his numbers are nice, Sevier Wheeler, but as far as seeing him, he and KD Johnson, I saw them one time, and that's in that horrific game against Kentucky that was such a bad basketball game. But Kentucky's going to get somebody else, and they're probably going to be preseason, I don't know, top 10 or 12. You asked the question, have they kind of, you know, plugged the holes, if you will, of what they knew they had to do in the offseason. How do you think the locals have done, and how do you think Kentucky's done, given that we know they have Ty Washington and they're going to get somebody else?
I mean, they've all gotten better. I think I'm not as eager to say that about Louisville because they lost Jones and Johnson. Those are two really good players that they lost. And we know how important guards are. But for Kentucky, they've gotten better, even though they lost a bunch of players. I think the freshman class should be better than last year's freshman class, or at least more productive. And Schwebe is a monster on the glass.
He's supposed to be, yeah.
I mean, I saw him play several times. He's a high motor, high energy guy. I mean, I looked his stats up on KenPom, and when he's on the floor, he gets 20% of the offensive and defensive rebounds. That's a really high percentage. Not a great shooter. Can score though and clean things up. So I like what they. I mean, they got Frederick and Grady. You should be able to put the ball in the basket. They probably do need one more piece, especially in the backcourt. It wouldn't be Wheeler if it's me, but maybe Cal can get him to figure it out. As for Louisville, their incoming guys are – I love Cross. I don't know what happened between him and Larinaga there, but he was a really good player in high school, and he had some good games for Miami and before he left the team in January, including that one against Louisville.
4-3. Yeah, he won the game.
Locke can be really dangerous when he's on. Yeah.
Solid.
And LL has credentials, so he should be able to help them out. I mean, having Malik Williams healthy, if he can stay healthy next year, is a big change for them. And what they need is what we've talked about, 20 times since January, is Samuel Williamson to step forward and be the player that he can be. He's shown flashes, but has never been consistent. If they can get him going and keep Dre Davis developing the way they can, I don't think they'll start the season in the top 25. But they can be a top 25 team at some point.
Yeah, I don't think they're done yet. I think
they're going to add one more. They're going to add the other kid from Georgia, the one who made it.
I think
eight out of the nine top 10 players at Georgia have left. That's unbelievable. Wow, they've gotten wiped out, man.
Well, what about that? That's your boy Tommy Crean. What's going on with Tom Crean? What's happening?
I was reading the Georgia. I was reading the Georgia message board the other night after I saw what that kid left. I mean, that kid only played like part of the year last year, right?
I think so. And yeah. I saw one game of theirs.
Crean made a really icy comment about him afterwards.
He did.
Something's up. I mean, something's up. You can't lose. The guys who are leaving, like, were playing and were putting up big numbers. I mean, and his assistant coaches have left too. I know one went to Xavier, and it's not a good situation.
Oh, Crean.
Poor
Tommy. As Cal calls him, Tommy.
Tommy.
by the way, I forgot. You're watching the White Sox right now, I assume. Yes, because they're on. You're watching them right now, right?
3-1, top of the eighth.
Yep.
2-2 count, one out.
There you go. All right, we're in the same spot. Mitch probably has money on this game. He's watching his Saint. He's watching right now with St. Louis Cardinals
on YouTube.
Oh yeah, he's being obnoxious about them. Best team in the NL. Oh yeah, he's being obnoxious. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about that.
In the NL, I said. Yeah, they do have the best record.
There's
a guy sitting behind first base dugout with his arms crossed. It looks like Bob Baffert.
Well, there you go. Maybe it's Bob. Make sure there's no urination or hay around him, or ointment or anything else around Bob Baffert.
Can you believe somebody would have a $50,000 or $100,000 horse? And if you were the owner of that, and somebody said, "Well, he didn't pass the drug test because some groom was urinating in his stall." I don't think I'd be real happy.
Some guy taking a bunch of NyQuil and urinating into some hay that a prize horse is going to feed on. Oh, we got a home run by the Twins, 3-2.
Uh-oh,
Rick.
You're ahead of me.
Oh, sorry. Well, it was Kepler. It's Kepler.
Yeah. He's a good hitter.
He's a beast. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB, at Rick Bozich, if you want to follow him there. He and EC, tons of good stuff, as you guys have been following the local stories. The last, I guess, piece of analysis that I had on Ty Washington is it's interesting. He comes in, and Kentucky fans are really excited, and the guys, you know, the big wigs, if you will, that came in last year for whatever reason didn't work out. And the year before, I mean, Cam Brooks was whatever. Whitney didn't work out. Johnny Juzang went elsewhere and turned into a star in 2018. You know, you had E.J. Montgomery, right? I mean, the first year of Emmanuel Quickly wasn't very much. And I'm like, Cal has been able to play hit or miss, Rick, and it's been okay because he's got a lot of these guys who have been big-time recruits. And, I mean, to me, Damian Collins and this kid fit that mold, and especially with the backcourt needs, like he really needs Ty Washington to hit like he needed last year and they didn't hit. He really needs him to be, you know, a really, really good player, whether they get somebody like Sevier Wheeler or not.
You're right. That's a fair point to make. The percentage of hits in the last few years hasn't been nearly as good as it was in the first few years when it seemed like almost every one of his recruits was a hit. And there's a lack of depth in the backcourt. So, yeah, he does need a veteran guy, whether it's Wheeler or whoever else it is. He does need a veteran guy because, you never know. You can't go into a position where you're counting on just the freshman point guard. You got to have somebody else.
What do you make, Rick Bozich with us, what do you make of Jerome Hunter out there at IU? I mean, he had announced, a month ago, he was coming back. People were happy. And now today, kind of a, not a cold statement, but just kind of a, he's gone. We wish him luck. Can you tell us anything about that? That leaves Indiana with a scholarship to play with.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the academic year just ended and he went home. And I think it's a situation where, you know, his strength might not fit the way Mike Woodson's going to play. I mean, Jerome Hunter is a guy who I have some empathy for because he missed that entire season with that undisclosed medical ailment. And then he came back and it took him a while to get in the flow. But watching him play, he's really kind of a one-trick pony who's just a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't guard. He doesn't pass. He doesn't defend at all. And so he might not fit with what Mike Woodson's trying to get done. So if you ask me, I'd say it's probably a mutual thing. You can get the word to somebody saying you can come back, but you're not going to get many minutes. And after they got the kid from Northwestern to come in, who is, you know, basically the same kind of player as Hunter and Miller Kopp, a three-point shooter, I could see where, you know, his minutes were going to diminish.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're looking at Indiana now, Kentucky and Louisville, everybody around here adding another player. Like we get to go through this three more times, three more players, I think, at least, will be added to these respective rosters. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB. All right, let's get into all the nonsense. Generic question first. I asked Pat Forty yesterday the exact same thing from, from obviously last week. The rumors on Saturday, all the nonsense on Mother's Day on Sunday, the media tour with cancel culture and urinated on hay on Monday, and then the statement, oh, yeah, we did it, and here's how it happened after I've had an investigation on Tuesday. Wednesday, he gets to, you know, we find out he's going to race Bob Baffert's horses, the two horses there in Pimlico, and now we get ready for the weekend. What has interested you the most following this saga? A guy who was literally next to Bob Baffert when they won the Kentucky Derby a couple weeks ago. You were the guy.
I've known Baffert since he came here in 96, the first time when he had, I think it was Cavaneer, and finished second in the race. And then the next year was Silver Charm. And, you know, he's been the face. He pushed Wayne Lucas out of the way and became the face of horse racing over that time. And the numbers are staggering. The Derby was a 17th Triple Crown within 25 years and no other trainer. And I'm talking about guys like Fletcher and Mandela, and these guys who are all really good, has won more than four. That's outlandish in terms of how successful he's been. One drug test, you can say, well, it happens. Even two or three, but this is the fifth one, and it just makes you wonder what's really going on. And I know their explanations, and I know they claimed it's the cream instead of the injectable, but what I really didn't like was he was so... he left no wiggle room. He was so frontal. He was so emphatic that this didn't happen in my barn. We don't even use that stuff at all. And then on Tuesday, he did the about face, and it's like, what? It didn't take much of an investigation to know that he'd been getting this cream for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Monday was ridiculous. And Rick, Monday, you know, the thing is, we love when people talk to the media. We love it. And I get it, okay? We need to look up, I mean, some of your tweets and retweets got probably, what, thousands of likes or retweets or, yeah, you know, quote tweets or whatever. But what he did Monday, I mean, not knowing the drug on Sunday, okay, and then you get an entire night to attack this public relations-wise, and you attack it with cancel culture, right? That was his big PR move.
Cancel culture is. Like, if he would have said something politically incorrect or offensive, and then they would have banned him from racing at Churchill Downs, yeah, that's maybe cancel culture. But this isn't cancel culture. This is, we got to... positive drug test, We're going to make a stand in favor of horse racing. You're not racing here. That's not cancel culture. But it was Baffert throwing cancel culture and other people are jealous of me and contaminated sample and all these things at the wall where there's nobody else on the other side really pushing back against him. And he's trying to set the narrative as like he is the victim here. And, you know, I understand that's a strategy to use, but, man, I mean, it didn't take much research at all to look at that drug to see, you know, that Automax, that it was in there.
He bent the knee.
You can Google that on Google. Just Google it.
He bent the knee.
You don't have to click on the link. It shows up on the page that it was there. So, I mean, you didn't need an investigation. The FBI didn't have to solve this. All you had to do was ask your vet, what have you been giving him for 2 weeks? And the vet should have been able to say, oh, yeah, it was in there. I mean... And it makes you wonder, like some people I've talked to, it's like they said they're using it for the skin rash. I'm sure they did use it for the skin rash. But the person I talked to said, how do you know they weren't rubbing on the joints, too, hoping that there's some, that it penetrates the skin and gives some relief. And how do you know it still wasn't injected? Nobody knows. I mean, it's not good for horse racing. The way he handled it was poor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I you know what I think? Rick Bosich with us. I think horse trainers are not used to dealing with PR and, you know, having to do the PR game like other sports, right? And I will say, I this is my belief, that Bob Baffert being accessible and being able to beat other raps, if you will, but also being well-liked, well-respected, and accessible has earned him... right? Maybe a little leeway at times. And I think when all of that stuff doesn't line up, I think he's out there like, I've never been in this situation. I've never had people that don't buy into this. I've never really had to give something back. I won in Arkansas. I won with Gamin and some of these other horses. Like, this, it didn't taint my legacy, and this is, and he doesn't have to deal with it because, of course, he's never had to deal with it, and there's not a team. He's got lawyers around him, but there's not a team around him that worries about his image like other sports, like other athletes, like other coaches.
Yeah, I generally agree with that, except for one exception. I mean, he's been battling with Joe Draper of the New York Times for over 3 years.
I mean, that's true.
That 2018 thing where Drake pretty much insinuated the New York Times that the Santa Anita, the California Racing Board, cut Baffert a break because they knew that horse failed a drunk test after the Santa Anita Derby. And they didn't take the action they should have taken, and you could argue the horse shouldn't have been able to run in the Kentucky Derby. He and Drape have been going at it pretty hard for the last few years. So
that's
generally
true.
The media is a Bob Baffert fan club. There's no doubt about that because he's funny, he's accessible, and all the things you mentioned. But there are some guys who have put – I've read some stuff, too, on the Pollock Report, which is a really good blog on horse racing, where they're not always on Team Baffert either.
Yeah, you need to go back here. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to. Oh goodness, I'm gonna feel bad about this. Mitch, can you look up from your St. Louis Cardinals? I see you watching your Cardinals. Are yeah, you? He's live betting. He's live betting Cardinals baseball. By the
like
way,
batter by batter, whether a guy's gonna get a hit.
Oh, probably. He's a degenerate. I need to find this, and I just can't remember his name. Diener had a trainer who actually did come out against Baffert, had him on. He came
really?
Out on Twitter, yeah, and then he had him on the air, and I'm blanking on his name, and for some reason, it's not showing up in my old tweets. Can you go back and look at that, Mitch, on Omni, and find out who that was? I don't know why. What's wrong with me? Hopefully, Drew's listening. Derby gone. Churchill Downs. What kind of punishment do you think? I mean, I don't know. 6 months, a year. He's on the Derby next year, or it's much less. And you know, the goat's back next year, and you know, we carry on with things. What do you think the next few weeks, months, whatever, are going to look like?
Here, I say that the second sample comes back positive.
Yeah.
What will the punishment
yeah.
be?
Yeah.
I think it'll be a DQ in the Derby.
Sure.
How much time will Baffert get off? I mean, I don't think he'll get a substantial amount of time off. I mean, will he be able to run here in the fall meet? Maybe. I mean, I think he'll be back next year. I don't think we'd see him out of the Derby for any extended period of time. So then it's just going to become, it goes from the stewards at Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Racing Commission, and if they uphold it, then it goes on to the court system. So I think this is going to be going on for quite a while, and we'll probably be talking about it unless the next test comes back negative, which is highly unlikely. We'll be talking about it for several years.
Yeah, I thought Churchill handled that appropriately, just given that they're protecting their brand. I know some people have disagreed with that.
And they should.
Yeah.
They should protect their brand. I mean, it's not the kind of publicity you want associated with the Kentucky Derby. I mean, people already have enough questions about horse racing and, you know, whether how much confidence they have in integrity of different races. That's one race of the year you don't want that to happen is the Kentucky Derby.
Tim Gleischaw, Rick.
Tim Gleischaw is the trainer who's come out against Baffert.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he has voiced an opinion, yes. You can find him on Twitter. Let me look that up.
Graham Motion also made a comment.
He did.
He didn't mention Baffert's name, but
he did.
He made a comment about how this wasn't good for the sport.
Yeah, go back. He was on, I believe, about 8:30 with Drew this morning.
Okay.
If you go back to the podcast. No, I mean, he was very, I mean, he spoke like, you know, long 20-minute interview, you know, kind of like on the record, if I did this, if other, you know, kind of making that plea and talking about it that way. At TGLY, if you want to follow him on Twitter, Rick. Yeah, that would be something probably worth your time. You may not know, and Rick Bosich with us, this is just a guess. If let's assume this, okay? I'm going to paint a scenario for you that the Mandaloon's going to end up winning the Derby here, okay? And he's going to get DQ'd in the Derby. And I'm sure it's happened a little bit, but I'm sure there will be some owners, and he may not get quite the number of big-time horses that he normally would, but still Bob Baffert's going to be in the Derby with multiple entrants, okay? And
right.
And he's suspended or whatever punishment's out there. I don't know, suspension, fine, or whatever. And he's in the Derby. He's in the Derby next year. Do you think he will be as accessible as he's always been? Because he is Belichick of horse racing, and he talks to the media more than any of these other coaches do. Rick, we see that with basketball coaches, football, whatever it may be. I mean, this guy, for those weeks, is as accessible as you can be and be as great as he is. Does that make sense? Usually you don't get to be up close and pick the mind of a guy like Bob Baffert. Do you think that will change, especially negative publicity? I don't know, maybe, you know, other than just Joe Drape, obviously. Do you think he will be out there and you'll be able to have a 25-minute conversation with him on a regular Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, because I think he enjoys it, and I think he especially enjoys the Triple Crown races more than anything else. And, you know, it's part of it. I've seen him hold court day after day after day after day, and group after group after group after group. And sometimes he's not one of these guys who assesses it and says, well, you know, this dude's the LA Times or this dude's the Chicago Tribune. I can get some pretty pub. I've a pretty good pub there. I've seen him. He'll talk to somebody from Owensboro or, St. Petersburg, Florida, or whatever. It doesn't matter. If you catch him in the right move, he'll stand there and talk. And I think if the ruling goes against him, as out front as he was talking on Sunday and Monday, I think he'll be wanting to talk to people to try and set the record straight and get more people back on his side.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could just see him be the other way and be like, yo, I've been the most accessible guy. I don't have to do this, and I don't have to sit here and talk to you guys around a stable for 35 minutes, right? I mean, he could choose that, I guess.
Right.
I agree with you, but I'm saying his accessibility is something that startled me the first time I started going backside Churchill Downs with Diener.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, the vibe you get along around a lot of other barns is, this isn't a good time for me to talk. I'm working, I'm taking care of my horses, and it took me a few years, but I eventually got that. And you come back, and when is a good time for you to talk? But when you're around Baffert's barn, he doesn't really make it seem, he seems like other people are doing the work, and he's telling them what to do, and that way he has time to talk. He's more of a CEO type guy than a hands-on guy.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to put Rick in a bad spot just because I forgot to ask Pat Forty this yesterday. How many murmurings have you heard of Coach K not coaching next year? Is that
I haven't heard any.
Well, I haven't either, but I mean, people are the internet's a buzz. Will Coach K be back next year?
Really?
Yeah.
On Twitter? On
Twitter.
Or where's this coming from? Like, just started up this week?
Yeah, just internet stuff. You know, he lost that recruit to UW-Milwaukee.
Baldwin, yeah, because he has health problems or he has talent problems?
Sometimes they coincide.
They intertwine.
Sometimes they intertwine depending on what the record is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, the way that things are going in Boston, this would be the job that Brad Stevens could leave for.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Look at that. Me and Rick Bozich are dancing right
now.
You
are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in sync.
And that would be very sad for Indiana fans, Rick, if he went to Duke. Because I think he should have went to Indiana.
I heard his name mentioned for Carolina, too.
He's not a Carolina man. Listen, he's not a Carolina man, Rick. Not everybody can walk in there and be the coach. All right, well, you lead 3-2. Let's see, bottom of the eighth right now on the south side. So there you go. Are the White Sox terrible this year? I haven't followed them at all. They any good?
No, they're in first place right now.
Oh, look at that.
First place in the division, second best record in the AL.
Well, look at that. So they're really good. Well, there you go. I don't know how I missed that. Oh, I must have missed that. Sorry. Yeah.
I'll coach you up, man.
Well, by the way, Mitch and company have a station softball league.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of coaching them up.
Last night. How did it turn out last night?
Tell them the score.
19-1, Rick. We got run ruled.
Victory?
No.
You got run ruled?
Yeah.
In the third inning.
The other team had some ringers or something? Was it a media team or a fake media team?
They were much younger and way more athletic than us. I'll just put it at that.
Is this a media league or just a general league?
No, a general league.
Yeah, Jeff Greer did this.
The only way I was ever on a winning team in softball was to get in the media league because a lot of the people in the media aren't very athletic. So that's the way you need to do.
Well, Jeff Greer pushed them to do this, and they went out there, and these dudes were like young buff dudes, and they're just ripping, just ripping home runs
like they were
calling their shots. Okay, now you need to hit a home run. Mitch ran into a fence. The only run they got is Dave Skull, Biggest Biscuit, got a triple, but he fell. He face planted going into third, and the ump let him have it. The Angel Hernandez, that is the ump, isn't it? Let him have it, and Rummage grounded into an out, but drove him home. A productive out, as they call it.
So he got the ribby, huh?
So Rummage got the ribby, but Mitch was a disaster last night, and the guys are upset today, and it's not going to be good. And I have
when's practice?
Well,
Sunday.
Oh boy,
Sunday boy. Practice.
Yeah, I think it's going to rain all day Sunday.
Yeah.
You have to go over to Smash Zone. So anyway, I have offered.
There used to be that place in St. Matthews where you could go.
Yeah.
Quarters in the machine and practice hitting, but it's not there anymore, so I don't know what you can do.
So, we'll see. I offered my help analytically. I'd be the analytics guy. and Patty Ice goes, how can you set a lineup? You are analytics. You've never even seen us play. And I'm like, that's the point of analytics. I don't have to see you play.
You don't have to.
Yeah, that's the point, big guy.
Moneyball.
Yeah, it's Moneyball, baby.
If you have a bad game, just throw all the names in the hat and draw the lineup out that way.
Game
worse than 19-1.
Yeah, they had 30 beers there. They only drank 10. I mean, it was a complete disgrace. It's embarrassing.
I heard you yesterday, and I was thinking, they don't need 230. They might just need 6.
And you're right. Instead of 60, they needed 6. Rick, have a good afternoon. Have a good weekend. You got anything on tap? Just Preakness stuff or what's happening? I mean, it's kind of a dead time until we, figure out these rosters.
Yeah, just Preakness time. And I think my wife was going to have her kids come over for a Mother's Day celebration last Sunday, but I think we're going to do it.
There you
this
go.
Weekend instead, so right. That'll be the deal. And I'm sure there's a lot of yard work. The grass keeps growing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, did that last night.
Strebel gets his a wife a vacuum cleaner every year.
It's
very romantic in the Strebel household. It's
nothing romance. Says I love you more than a vacuum.
Yeah, or a Swiffer.
Yeah. It's romance all over the place.
If you're pushing it, that says I love you.
Rick, take care. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Rick Bozich with us from WDRB. Look at Jason Ince.
I know, Jason Ince is here looking good. He has hair all done up.
You know what we should do? We should get Jason. He's a soccer guy.
Oh, yeah, it's true. His soccer guys have to be perfect.
His hair's been crap all day, but for the soccer show, he's like, just in case I see gel. By the way, they're on, where are they at, 1020? The brewery 1020, so they're not here.
Oh, so they're on remote.
You're never going to meet Casey Whitfield.
Good, I'm off the
hook. You're never going to meet. You met Lance McGarvey one time.
I did, yeah, one time at the stadium.
And he lied to you. He said, I like listening to you on the radio.
I like you, yes.
And that's, it's a nice thing to say, but I don't know if it's totally truthful.
While Bozich was, you and Bozich were having a conversation.
What were you laughing at? Was this more Larry Vaughn?
No,
what's going on here?
Satterfield extended an offer. Did you see that? An offer.
No, I was.
You
talking.
Didn't see that?
Here we go. Every day at 5:30, you rip Satterfield. Every day, if you're a guy driving home at 5:30, you always doesn't he, Mitch? He always picks 5:30.
Andy, I'm reading the news.
Okay.
This is from Michael McCammon, Cardinal Authority.
Okay,
Louisville extends offer to a Tulsa transfer. Tulsa.
What's wrong with that? They hired a coach from Tulsa.
Just working fools. He's out there working.
That's all you have.
You
don't have a name.
I smile.
You don't have a ranking. We don't got a position.
A Caleb Evans, defensive back from Tulsa. 6'2", 180 pounds. He appeared in 30 games. 82 tackles. That's what you want to hear if you're a Louisville fan. Tulsa. Get you all riled up, Mitch? You happy with that?
I mean, what did you think? They were going to get Alabama? You know the saddest thing from the weekend?
They think they're Alabama, but they're not.
The saddest thing from the weekend was this. The Tennessee linebacker, their best linebacker, went in the transfer portal and went to Alabama. I mean, that is, you know what that is? Here's what that is. And Mitch, if this ever happens, big boy over here is going to go at you. Well, he'll go at you anyway.
Right.
If Louisville gets smacked by the NCAA, IARP, okay, and let's say, I don't know, Sam Williamson, I mean, their best player,
right,
okay, transferred and went to Kentucky.
That would be wonderful.
This guy's an NFL linebacker. Hey, I'm hitting the portal. I'm going to Alabama.
Gonna win a ring.
I'm going to Alabama.
Gonna
it would be very similar there.
It would. It absolutely would. And I would love it. I'm sorry that probably made me happier than it should have made me, but I just saw Tulsa and Louisville football offer, and it just made me smile.
You didn't have much strength to that.
I'm just chilling.
You didn't have much there.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
There wasn't a lot of fortitude to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, Kentucky football's just getting 4 stars, you know, left and right.
Actual
good transfers like Wandell Robinson and guys like that. Yeah, Georgia State, Tulsa. There you go, Cards fans. There you go, Sam. They're going to be so bad.
He can't help it.
Kentucky's going to beat about 30.
Do you want to get Ensign here after the break and have him just cape for Terry Wilson? Can Ens come up with one more protection of Terry Wilson?
One more big before time Terry
get,
Wilson
Before
take?
We get to 6 o'clock, I just want Ens to arrive, give a pro Terry Wilson take, and then disappear.
And then just disappear.
I don't want him to argue. I don't want to go back and forth on Manchester United versus Chelsea. I don't want any of that.
You just want Terry Wilson takes.
Yes, that's all I want.
I like it.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. I don't know what. Here's a tease. I have no idea what we'll get into. We'll have some fun until 6 o'clock. Soccer City coming up next. Again. All right, let me tell you again about DraftKings. Yeah, just go ahead and scream into that mic there, Strebel. There you go. He just can't stop giving Satterfield takes. Sat's got you in a tizzy. He does. He's got you in a tizzy. I know it's funny, Big Tulsa. That's why I'm going to start calling you Big Tulsa. Anyway, UFC 262, it's going to be a great weekend. Whether you like Tony Ferguson or Michael Chandler, who doesn't like Tony Ferguson or Michael Chandler? They got you covered with all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. With 100-1 odds, one fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? If you're Mitch, probably not. Just pick the main event fighter that you think will win this weekend, and you'll get 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. No better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is than with DraftKings. So go right now and download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet, watch the fist fly. That's code WHBE to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. It's all for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Sorry, people are sending me IG model pictures. Sorry, yeah.
Thanks, Mitch. See, I told you I wasn't going to be all
on board. How about that one?
Like, oh, man. Hope.
Whew. And James Strebel.
Oh, my gosh. I might have a new favorite. I mean, wow. I'm not usually into that leather stuff, but... That one's good.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I gotta go, and I gotta look at the rest of the text here, but all I see on the text line, 437-9680, is Big Rig on a long haul through Tulsa.
I like that.
You like that?
I do, yeah.
Texas says, Strebel causes me to change the station.
Sounds like you're still listening to me.
Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he sent the text and then he left. You don't know that.
I don't think so. I bet whoever that is still listening. They just wanted to bluster a little bit.
Texas says Strebel has Satterfield envy.
No, I don't.
You and Satterfield have a weird relationship.
I don't have Satterfield envy at all. Y'all can keep him forever. Please.
Jason Entz is here. And Mitch, can you give up your microphone for a second? We want him to give one. He's a shill for Terry Wilson.
Yes.
He is.
He almost quit the postgame show over it.
Yes, he's a shill for Terry Wilson. So, Ents, we want you to fly in here. You're producing Soccer City. Mitch left you, which isn't good. We want you to fly in here, give your crappy Terry Wilson take, and then fly back out of here.
UK football history, there are only three quarterbacks to lead the Wildcats to multiple bowl game wins. Babe Parilli, Andre Woodson, and Terry Wilson. Put some respect on the man's name.
There it is. Get him out of here. No arguing. Get him out of here. No, we're not doing Kentucky football. We know you two knuckleheads disagree.
We do.
Why did Mitch leave the show?
He's talking to Nick.
Ents.
Now he's standing up there stretching.
I'm worried Ents going to start talking soccer.
Yeah.
We're not going to know what he's talking about.
No, he's just talking about La Ligra did something today. I don't know.
Texas says, can James, what was that?
La Ligra.
You're like an ugly American right now.
I'm sorry.
You are an ugly American.
I am.
That's what you look like right
now.
That's fine. You really do.
I'll wear that proudly.
You're an ugly American. Can James name the Tulsa mascot? I have no idea.
No clue.
I know their color scheme's like blue
and red.
Like a gold, right? It's a red and a gold.
Yeah,
isn't there a gold?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know.
You're done.
It's in Oklahoma. That's all I know.
What are the Strebels doing tonight? I'm looking at you. What are you guys doing tonight?
I'm going to make a little dinner. I'm going to get the grill out. I got some chicken breast.
Nice.
I got some peppers. Got some onions. Got some tortillas.
Nice.
Oh, I'm going to do some work.
Oh, we should have talked to Bozich about it. He could have given you some.
You get pointers.
Some pointers.
Yeah, on how to operate that grill and flavor and season my food.
What sound do we have today? Mitch, did you ever give me a sound sheet today?
Yeah, there should be one over there.
Oh, is there?
He did lay it on the desk.
Oh, no.
I don't know where it went. Right before the show started, he came in and plopped it down.
He laid it on the desk?
He did, plopped it right on the desk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was a little taken aback.
We have all the sound, and I didn't see any of it. No wonder it's sitting over here with an old Bob Genesis Diamonds read. Oh, no. What do you want to play?
Oh, Ethan Moore, Golden Hurricanes.
What's Ethan Moore up to except for losing?
I don't know. He texted me.
Softball.
I didn't think he was going to play last night. I thought he wasn't pitching.
Did
but
he hear your recycled Satterfield take?
I'm sure he did.
Happen to hear your?
Wasn't recycled.
It
That's
was recycled.
New news. That's new news. They offered a Tulsa player. And Louisville fans, you think that you're better than you are, you're getting Tulsa players, maybe. He might not even commit to Cardinals.
Give me anything that makes fun of Patty Ice here.
He's heated.
Patty Ice is not happy.
Not at all.
He used to live in glory in his frat days, even though his frat days were at IUS. no offense to IUS, but I mean, what are we doing here? It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is it embarrassing?
IUS is like 5 minutes from my house, by the way.
Well, that's fine. Do you want to tell people that or what?
Well, I'm not telling you where my house is.
You know everyone can look. A guy sent your address in earlier.
Did they really?
Do you live in, is this the name of, hang on.
Yeah, just write it down, please. Don't say this
right
at the, wow, that's creepy.
It's not creepy.
Weird.
You know you can look on the internet and find anything, like,
man,
immediately.
Now I'm going to have, like, some Louisville fan show up to my house. He better not talk bad about Satterfield. That's what's going to happen now.
Maybe they'll leave that pineapple.
No, there's no pineapples. No.
A little upside down pineapple?
No. I'm not sharing with anybody.
Like, honey, we're going to swing and Ents shows up.
No, I just not swing. I don't care who shows up.
Him and a girl he met on vacation.
DiCaprio could show up with one of his 15 model girlfriends are out of here.
All right, so what do we have sound-wise over there? This is how we always end the show, jamming a bunch of sound into the final couple minutes. I swear, Mitch, I just thought you were busy and didn't have one today. It was over here. It's my fault. I have to fall on the sword on this one. You laid the sound sheet down, and I dismissed it.
Texter says, Patty Ice throwing a ball reminds me of Charles Barkley swinging a golf club.
Oh. Pat brought his girlfriend, the softball player.
Did she play?
I wish. I wish she'd have played for Pat.
Oh. See, Romans can talk that. He got the run.
Yeah. Patty Ice won't say anything to him. Have you noticed that? Patty Ice will lash out at Mitch and will lash out at Nick and will lash out at anybody else. Not Mangus.
No. Oh, definitely not Mangus.
By
the
way, I think Mangus might be paler than me now. Have you seen Mark Ennis?
But he's in a really good mood today.
It's odd. He's a
like
lot of
smiling and waving and things. Usually he just dismisses me.
Must be because people are crushing Mac over his tweet.
But again, I think if we line our outfield up a little bit more, and you know what, Nick, I hope you don't mind this, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and tell people.
Right.
Next week where they need to be lining up and stuff. I'm going to take the reins on the defensive strategy.
Well, I feel like... Oh. You do that, and I think maybe I should focus on the offense.
Oh, no. Hey, Nick, this is you being pushed out of the way, brother.
Yeah.
He doesn't see it, does he?
No.
He still doesn't see it, does he?
He doesn't get what's going on.
He's
here.
Like, Nick. What is it, Red and Debo? That's like both of our bikes. It's my bike.
Yeah, this is my bike. Yeah, this is Greer's team.
Greer's making defense. He's bringing new players. He's making defensive adjustments.
He's sitting at 10:20 right now.
Cackling.
And writing where people are going to be in the infield and the outfield.
He's talking soccer right now.
I don't know.
He's talking 4-4-2. Go ahead. Play something else.
We're going to get the woman who's been quoted, the doctor has been quoted the most, Dr. Mary Scalay. I assume I'm saying that name right, who can explain why this stuff is either a performance enhancer, why we're testing to the picogram level and all that. But we're not doing that all day. Baffert's breaking my heart all over the place.
Okay.
You know, I can't do it all day.
No,
the Baffert thing is just, it's dominated my brain. It's dominated every conversation I had. I had the security guy down here at Cardinaltown stop me on the street yesterday and want to talk about Eric Crawford's column, who has written, I think, maybe the best column about this. About we're talking about a rash on a horse's ass about this. I mean, that's essentially what it says. I'm not a horse veterinarian. We will talk with someone who actually is in the 9 o'clock hour. But I think, you know.
Let's find out.
Hate this. I hate tearing down our superstars. I hate this.
I don't like it either.
I hate it, but it's you know, it's happened in other sports. And if that's what's going on, then that's what's going on. And if Baffert's other test comes back negative, then, you know.
Wow.
I don't know what we're doing. All right.
Wow. Blank's wild at the end.
Oh, poor Blank. Blank's sitting there with a broken man. He's got his friend Drew next to him, and he's broken. He can't do anything.
He's trying to save him.
There's nothing he can say that's going to soothe Drew.
I mean, the problem with the general public and everybody is
they don't know that.
They don't care about an overage versus an anabolic steroid.
That's right. Nuance is dead in America.
And especially with this.
Show's over. That's it. And look at Ence's stun. Ence, can you talk soccer for the next five and a half minutes
or so?
You got something on Chelsea versus Everton? Because it's done. Blank and Baker. Play that again. Blank and Baker, when nuance done in America, can that make it all the way to next year for the tournament?
There's been some sound bracket gold this week.
I feel that might be a 15 seed.
Yeah, but
I feel like that's Northern Iowa somewhere.
And the problem with the general public and everybody is
they don't know that.
They don't care about an overage versus an anabolic steroid.
That's right. Nuance is dead in America.
And especially with this.
The haymaker.
When people text me, that's the sound it makes. When I get a text from you
or
Mitch or Ed's over there, nuance is dead in America. Talk about a horse. It's a horse.
Oh, it's a beautiful horse.
It's a beautiful horse.
Keep going, Mitch.
Then
keep going.
I should use penetration. Dribble penetration
there you go.
For you.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank
I'm going to do that in your honor. But if you could keep him away from the penetration... We've become a drive and kick.
We used
offense.
To call that penetration. The biggest lie ever told. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Oh, that'll make the what is it, the happy hour?
The mixtape?
Mixtape happy hour right there, Dan Issel.
I think we should call it the Mixtape Happy Hour.
I like that.
That might be a better name.
It might make the happy
you love them.
I love them.
You love when Issel gives a one-liner and Pratt laughs.
Yes.
It makes you, like, honestly, you are as happy as possible. Our buddy Sanderson said, and by the way, our buddy Sanderson is banned from the text line, and I don't know how to unblock him.
You've been trying.
But he DM'd me, I drove off the road literally when Blank said Nuance is dead. It's a haymaker.
It's a great line. It's a great, and I'm sorry we're getting to it at 5:55, oh, man. But man, that's good.
You should have played it once an hour. Yeah, you really should have.
I just love the grandfatherly nature of Issel and Pratt.
Texas says, I was just scrolling the Sea of Blue article Strebel retweeted yesterday to see if he actually wrote it. The most recent comment took a massive shot at Strebel. Ansk, find that for me if you can on a Sea of Blue. Because he gets really mad when a Sea of Blue commenters go at him. What else do we have here? Do we need to take another break? We're good till the top. All right, let's go.
She was laughing the whole way through, so I thought either she's being really nice or she's enjoying this. This is great. We were in chemistry class together, and I singed my ball sack on a Bunsen burner.
Greer!
Play the rummage one. There's Patty Ice. Has Patty Ice heard the rummage one?
Pat brought his girlfriend, the softball player.
Did she play?
I wish. I wish she'd have played for Pat.
Don't be mad at Mitch. Don't be mad at Mitch.
Is Pat in there?
He's right there. You can't see him? Yeah.
No, I can't see him.
He's got his good
rings on.
I mean, I wish she played for Rummage. I wish she played for anybody on the team. She's the best damn player. She's better than all of us combined.
Yeah. She plays softball in college, correct?
It's Texas says, Patty Ice throwing a ball reminds me of Charles Barkley swinging a golf club.
He should be mad.
He is mad.
I told you this is what was going. Go ahead. Here we go.
The same dude. I'm telling you, it's got to be the same dude that stood next to Hannah and her dad as they ragged on the entire team.
That is. By the way, it's a little odd.
That's sports radio.
Yeah, these people just showing up. That's a little odd.
And by the way, this guy's saying my throwing's that bad. Last time I checked, I was accurate. Yeah, the form looks like bleep. I wanted to say something else there. Yeah, it looks like bleep, but you know what? Guess what, buddy? I'm accurate.
We got guys
on this team with 8 damn errors. We got Mitch over here. He's warming up to me. I'm trying to catch his damn balls. I've got to bare hand these balls.
Mark that for the next day. You guys like that, don't you?
Texas says, Strebel loves Issel and Pratt so much he never listens to their show.
I can't. It's not. I'm at work.
Text or something.
The summer's coming. I'll be able to listen to Issel and Pratt every day.
You won't listen.
I will.
Every day. You won't.
Well, not every day, but I'll listen.
You both are gyrating back there. You both are trying to say something to me, you and Ed's? What's going on? More sound? Is that what you want?
Oh, no. Just get that text. Whoever texts that
in. Oh, okay. Get him a V-Show prize back. All right. Can you give me. Give me the curvature one.
Every little curvature of the bone shows up in these x-rays.
Holy. I'm glad that was a good cut.
You're so sincere. Oh. That's the thing.
We've become a drive and kick.
We used
offense.
To call that penetration.
You love that one.
I do. Penetration.
There's so many of these.
It's still ridiculously long.
Oh, man. The nuance is dead in America.
Yes.
Oh, so it's going to be a tie-tie night?
It's going to be a tie-tie night.
Tie-tie Washington night?
I
sent you something. What did Ed send me? Oh, for Strebel. Yeah, who's that? Well, it's Ence's Instagram.
Is Instagram? Oh.
Not Ence's Instagram. I don't think she'd be up Strebel's
my alley.
Yeah, I don't think so at all.
Okay.
No, I'll keep that one for myself. Let me go ahead and save that one. Follow.
Oh, they're not that good?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
I'll keep them for you.
How do I know if I don't like it or not?
What would you like to say to Soccer City getting ready to come up? Anything to them?
Casey Whitfield and
too bad
Lance
you didn't
McGarvey.
Get to see you. Lance McGarvey.
And Jeff Greer and Jason, y'all have a great show.
That's all you got to say. All right. Soccer City is next. Bonus hour over on 93.9 The Ville.
And the problem with the general public and everybody is
they don't know that.
They don't care about an overage versus an anabolic steroid.
That's right. Nuance is dead in America.
And especially with this.
BetRivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.